all too swiftly came the fall. Suu Kyi's defense of the military over 2017 atrocities committed against the Rohingya, a mostly Muslim minority in western Myanmar, made her an object of global scorn. UN investigators determined that the Tatmadaw's campaign of arson, rape, and murder had genocidal intent. Suu Kyi's rejected the accusations, defending Myanmar against charges of genocide at The Hague in 2019. To those in the outside world who once deified her, it was a breathtaking betrayal. Amnesty International had bestowed its highest honor on her, but revoked it in 2018 in light of her shameful betrayal of the values she once stood for. The portrait of her that once hung at her alma mater, Oxford University, was mothballed. Wa Wa Nu, a Rohingya activist living in the U.S., says that in the eyes of the country's more than 100 ethnic minorities, Suu Kyi's defense of the military separated her from the quest for democracy. "We felt betrayed," she says. "If they oppose the coup, it's not because they have changed their position on Suu Kyi. We are standing up for what is right for the country." But Suu Kyi remains enormously popular in Myanmar. On February 2nd, many Yangon residents stood at their windows banging on pots and pans, some chanting, "Long live Mother Aung San Suu Kyi." There are signs of popular resistance internally, with reports that doctors and nurses are refusing to work in protest. Some longtime Myanmar watchers say no one should be writing off Suu Kyi just yet. Even behind bars, she would be one of the most powerful people in the country, says Mark Farminer, director of human rights advocacy group Burma Campaign UK. Yet ongoing COVID-19 restrictions make mass protests unlikely, and fear of reprisals is well justified. Thousands were arrested, and as many as 200 killed during a 2007 demonstration, according to advocacy groups. "There isn't really any protest going on here," says Ye Yint Tu, a university student who lives on the Thai border. "I want to participate, but if I do it alone, I might be arrested." There are also signs that a return to military rule has been a dose of reality for those hoping for democracy. Youth activist Tinzar Shunli Yi says he and others are tired of the personality cult of Suu Kyi. "We want a real democracy led by real people." Kyo Kyo, the LGBTQ rights campaigner, adds that Suu Kyi's latest imprisonment has been a wake-up call. "A lesson learned is we should not depend on a person. We should depend on a political structure."